Hey everyone, welcome back to But Why Though, the podcast where every week myself, Adrian, and Matt talk about the things in pop culture that people say matter and ask the question, but why though? Before we get started, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to us wherever you're listening. And if you want to support us a little bit more, head on over to patreon.com/butwhythoughpc. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to But Why Though, the podcast, and today we are looking at 2018 in review. As always, I'm your host, Kate. I'm here with Adrian.
Hey, how's it going?
And Matt.
Hello.
And yeah, Matt is going to take us through the year in review like he did last year. So lead us in, Matt.
Alrighty, I can do that because apparently people like me to read a bunch of fun facts, and that's about all I'm good for. So our starting question for this one would be, review 2018 in one sentence.
I'll go first. 2018 was a garbage fire, but I'm really happy movies exist.
That's fair.
We got a lot of great movies.
We did, which we'll probably end up talking about a lot
so
of this.
So many great movies, but the rest of 2018, oh.
What you got for us, Adrian?
2018 is great if you don't watch politics. There's my sentence.
We're off to a great start in this episode of basically it's been a long year. Supposed to be doing some fun-filled thing at the end of the year.
Okay, Matt, will you review it?
My review of 2018 in one sentence is, we're just going to act like 2018 never existed. And we're going to move on to the next things.
So Justice League.
No, they reference it. So I guess it'll be in the record books.
Well, Justice League for me.
Yes, that's fair. For a lot of things. Yeah, 2018, I definitely just started garbaging a lot of stuff that I used to like and just didn't bother to put up with it anymore. So, but we'll start our first fun fact of 2018, or the end of 2018. Our year in review episode from 2017 was episode 48, and we are now doing episode 84.
Woo! Boop, boop.
Planned.
Yeah, I doubt it. After the year we had, I doubt it. Say we start the year strong in podcasting, and then we like took the entire month off of November, so we're doing it.
Life hit us?
Yes, life of everything. So
life hit us quick.
Yeah. So since I just mentioned that, we'll go into some random podcast facts as I did from last year. I guess I can give you the 2017 numbers as well. So we did 37 main episodes compared to 48 in 2017. We released 89 total episodes compared to 80 in 2017. That consists of 37 main episodes, 27 Patreon episodes, which are basically all of our movie and reviews. So if you're interested in listening to us wanting us to watch a movie, then review a movie, feel free.
Head on over to patreon.com/butwhythoughpc.
Yes. And those are basically unfiltered. So if you give me a crappy movie, I'm going to tell you, you gave me a crappy movie.
And that goes for all of us. Yes. Looks and stares and Lost Skeleton of whatever the
yet, I think
hell
I've
that movie
only
was.
Given one movie a crappy thing.
Yes. We do not have time for crappy movies. We will tell you this. We also did 25 reviews, interviews, and recaps. So I just kind of combined them all together. So yeah, we've been doing a lot of stuff, talking to a lot of people. Last year, I mentioned this, we kind of had 26 total blogs in 2017. This year, now that we kind of added some writers and whatnot for ButWhyThePodcast.com, we have at this point 426 blogs.
Damn.
We've added a plethora.
And it's not kind of. We actually have a full community going.
Yes. We've added a plethora of writers, and we've lost some along the way, but we've had plenty. And keep going. We've also added 5 other podcasts onto ButWhyThePodcast.com. When we've combined up to this point, obviously these numbers are pending depending on what they people end up doing, 130 podcast episodes together. So, we had 18 guest appearances compared to 14 in 2017. This is actually the most interesting thing. I didn't realize we had more guests this year compared to last year.
Oh.
Yes. Our most reoccurring guest this year is Alex, who is also our reigning champ in 2017 with 3.
Alex should just join our podcast already.
Yes. Lizzie also had 3, and surprisingly, Elvis had 3, which Elvis also was fun because he did not actually do a main episode. Oh, yes, he did.
No, he did well.
He did one main episode, my bad. He did a recap. He did a revisit episode.
Oh, yeah. He was on PAX West.
He was on PAX East.
PAX East.
He was also did the recap of the stop program for SACUP.org, mm-hmm. and he did the revisit to WoW.
Huh.
Yeah. That one threw me off. Surprising. We also had a few others with multiple appearances. Ryan. From GameStop.
From Game Boys Pad.
Yep,
Game Boys Podcast.
Yes. He came by and did Overwatch and Solo, which I actually forgot came out this year.
I forgot a lot of movies that came out this year.
We had to go back and
it's been a long year. It's been a fast yet really long year.
It has. And Ritz, who did both Black Panther episodes.
Awesome.
Which I also feel like when I read that, I was like, oh, we should probably get him on for something other than Black Panther.
Yes.
But he does his own Black Panther podcast, so obviously we wanted to have him.
He was
on.
Like the foremost. He is the foremost expert in Black Panther.
Yeah, I mean, we had to go find the expert. Our Facebook page has grown. We had 361 in 2017 at this time. We now have 412 people. Our Twitter page had 1,057 at this time in 2017. We now have 2,125 as of this moment.
Are we influencers yet?
We're getting there. our Instagram, the thing that we brought back to life, had 227 at this moment. We now have 289.
So much growth.
Massive. Our YouTube channel that I forget.
We did resuscitate its dying body, though.
Huh?
We did resuscitate its dying body,
though.
We do.
We actually, our YouTube channel, which does exist, had 15 subscribers at this time last year. We have 37 now. We also added a Pinterest, so go follow and check that out. So all of our content.
We have no idea what it does, but
people look at it. We have actually been getting a lot of follows on it. I have no idea exactly how many.
Really?
I have no comparative data, so I don't know if it's good or bad.
I should put pictures of my office on Pinterest.
Go for it. So yeah, those are all our lovely, fun podcast facts. Our stats, I guess, of this year. Anybody have anything that you thought was stood out from this year that I may have missed?
I am just really proud of us for getting this as much content, because I know we had a content slump for episodes and stuff, but I'm really proud of us for being able to make it through it. Life is life. And I guess overall it's more of just in a thank you to everybody listening to this right now for staying with us, through dry month and, through some uneven releases, and editing got a little bit hard for me for a little bit, but thank you listening, thank you for sharing us, thank you for supporting us on Patreon. It means a lot. Just thank you guys. We did a lot of stuff, and we're here because of you. Yes.
All right, and we're done. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, no, the two main things I had that threw me off was I didn't realize we did more total episodes because I knew we had that slump. So I was like, oh, wow, we did a lot of stuff. And the main guests. We didn't realize we had more guests.
I think last year's numbers are a little bit inflated because we had like the whole Star Wars thing where we pumped out like so many episodes in December last year. So I think that's why December or 2017 numbers are a little bit higher than we expect them to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, this year we had higher, but also we actually had a point, when, especially during movie time, where we were pumping out almost, I think we had a month where we had almost double-digit content releases. We actually had to slow down because people were like, we love that you guys are doing this, but we're still like 3 episodes behind.
Yeah, like right at the start of the summer.
Yeah, between all the big movies.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And then I moved during the summer, and then you guys moved like in November, so we just pumped out enough stuff to make it all work out in the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we are all refreshed and we'll go back. So for those of you that may not have listened to episode 48, go back and listen to it for 2017. Basically, this episode will be done by us answering questions about the year of 2018 and talking about it until we run out of time. And then I get to throw in a bunch of fun facts at the end. So we'll get started. First question. I feel like this should always be a question. What was your favorite podcast episode of the year that we recorded, and why?
I am not going first.
Oh, shit. I was too busy looking at what my favorite movies were that I forgot to look at our podcast episodes.
That should always be the first question.
Oh, no. I know what my favorite one was. My favorite podcast episode that we recorded was our interview with Sherman Augustus, Nathaniel Moon from Into the Badlands. That was my favorite because he was such a cool guy to talk to. And, like, he gave us so much insight to what goes on fight choreography-wise. He gave us some life advice. It was just a really, really great episode to get to sit down and talk with him. But I guess, like, main episode? I'll get back to you on that.
That's fine. I just figured that was an episode we recorded.
Ah, Lord of the Rings! Because I got to geek the hell out. I think Lord of the Rings is probably the episodes, Lord of the Rings and Tolkien, that two-parter that we did, because we recorded them back-to-back, but those two episodes is probably the hardest that I've gone into the nerd paint. Those are my favorite.
Adrian?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we don't do any episodes I don't like. I think the one that I had the most fun doing, like, while we were recording it, might have been when we did the Last Airbender stuff, when we brought Sauron. I think just because, like, there was lots of things in that, and, like, the way that each of us saw, when I say each of us, me, Sword, and Kate, because Matt hadn't really watched too much of it, but just, like, the different ways that we saw the show was really interesting to see, and gave me a different perspective and, like, a different, like, love for, like, that franchise. So I think I'd have to go with that.
That's fair. Suara was so excited. He recited the song. And I thought he was going to bring a tear to him.
Yeah.
He was such excited.
Yeah, it was great.
So I did realize going through this podcast list, there was a bunch of stuff that I either had not watched or do not care about, which was fun. But my favorite one was Planet Earth when Quinn came on. And it would be because
you all made me cry.
Yes. Also, because everybody, like, says I'm, like, the mean, heartless person, but you got to see Quinn's perspective also as a biologist of, like, just kind of, like, this is how the world works. This is what biology does to you. And also, you called Adrian an idiot.
I did not call Adrian an idiot. I didn't.
Just so we're clear, I know what a biome is. Just so we're all aware. You'd be proud, Matt. We had, like, a kind of last day of testing, so we were showing, like, I was showing stuff on Netflix, and I put on Planet Earth, because who doesn't want to watch Planet Earth, right? And then kids were like, oh, this is boring. I was like, you know how long it took them to get these shots? Do you know how hard they worked? And all of the information came from our Planet Earth episode, so our podcast matters.
Yes. But that was a fun episode for me. Kate hit reality hard and then told Adrian.
I think I cried like twice. Yeah,
you definitely did.
And then that just poor the best elephant. Part of like, Adrian, you not know what a biome is? You an idiot. It's great times.
You didn't say that.
I know, but you actually said we had to cut it out.
Whatever.
So moving on to question two. What was a fun fact about you in 2018?
I don't really have any fun facts. Other than, like, me moving back to Austin, like, 600 miles and buying our first house, like, that's really all I got in terms of fun facts.
That's fair. We can work with it.
This is hard because I feel like I might step on Matt's toes. But actually, okay, I'll leave out, like, some stuff. But 2018 is actually, so it was a crap year globally, but it's been a great year for me. I got an amazing new job. That's how I started my year. We bought a house. How do I explain it? I've been able to meet creators of, like, both content creators and, like, comic and game dev creators, and get to actually speak to them and talk to them. And just the amount that we've been able to build out our community and website, and the amount that I've seen my writing actually get picked up at other sites and, like, quoted in, like Mary Sue articles and stuff like that. Like that to me has just been really cool. So like for 2018 for me, like the fun fact is that like this was a year of Kate. Like it was just a really good year, as terrible as everything else has been outside of myself. I've been given the ability to actually see hard work pay off, which is hard a lot of the time.
Wow. All I had was I went to 8 conventions, was a lot more than what I've ever
been. We went to 9.
No, we went to 8.
Went to 9.
I wrote it down.
That was not. Oh no, RTX doesn't count.
Don't argue with me. I know the math. We went to 8 conventions, which obviously allowed us to meet all these people and everything else, which is a lot of conventions. And I think we did it in 3 different states.
3 different states.
No, 4 different states. California, Washington, Texas, and Massachusetts.
Yeah.
That's 4.
That is 4. Okay. I'm bad at numbers, yes. Guys.
This one time, she argued with me that 5 times 5 is 30.
I did not.
Yep.
That never happened.
I got you, man. You don't know what 5 times 5 is?
Oh, God.
Redemption.
Yes.
Redemption.
So we kind of all talked about the movie aspect, and so we're going to probably dive right into that. So question number 3 is, what is your top 2 movies of 2018 that you saw in theaters, and what was your worst one?
Ooh. So for the best movies in theaters, right?
Yes.
So in specifically theaters. Okay. A Quiet Place is number 1. That is a movie that greatly benefits from a theatrical setting. I've not watched it at home. I kind of don't want to because I'm scared, because it is a phenomenal movie, but it you need complete silence for the effect of horror to act on you. And then the other one would probably be Avengers Infinity War, from like the standpoint as a comic book fan and getting to see it. And just like, when it comes on Netflix on the 24th, I don't know how I'm going to feel, because I feel like that movie also benefited from a larger than life screen for how big it was. So those are my top 2. And my worst one. Oh, Life Itself.
Really?
I think.
Okay.
What else did we see in theaters, though? I don't even remember what we've seen.
Well, you think about it. We'll go to Adrian.
So this one was kind of hard for me, because last year, like, I probably went to the movies more than like the average person, but I didn't go to the movies nearly as much in theaters as I did last year, just because of the movie and everything. So I'm scrolling through like my Draft House list, and I saw a lot of really good movies at home. I think, without a doubt, Infinity War is the movie that I walked out of the most hyped, and the one that I saw the most in theaters this year. And I just really like a lot of comic book movies this year. So I'm trying to think of something that's not a comic book movie that I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed Crazy Rich Asians. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed Crazy Rich Asians. It's probably a non-comic book movie that I saw this year that I really, really liked. Worst movie in theaters is, without a doubt, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Ah.
I did not enjoy that movie at all. Yeah, because I kind of just didn't go see movies that I knew I wasn't going to like. I had hope for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, and it just didn't do it for me. Go to our Jurassic World or Jurassic Park episode if you want to hear my feelings on that movie.
Yes. So for me, if I could put Mission Impossible Fallout 2 times, I would, because that was the most amazing movie ever. That might be one of my favorite movies of all time. Like, that's how good that movie was, and it is critically acclaimed how highly rated it was. And then, as far as my second movie, if I have to actually pick another one, I think Deadpool 2 was probably the best movie, and I really enjoyed it, the second one. But I just saw Aquaman, and that's, like, my entire brand, and it was so much fun. So, as far as, like, Matt brand movies for my top movies, probably be Aquaman would be my second one. But I think Deadpool 2 is definitely a superior movie.
And I got my worst.
And as far as my worst, well, you get your second for Kate. It was definitely Jurassic World for me as well, which I had to think about, because I went to, like you, Adrian, we actually went to a lot of movies, and I was like, man, as far trying to think of worst movies, I was like, I think for all the movies we saw, they were pretty good. and Jurassic World and probably Solo might be my two worst movies.
Yeah, so I was going to say, I don't know why I said Life Itself, because that first hour is really good with Oscar Isaac. Solo is my worst movie in theaters.
So the funny thing about Life Itself is the first hour is pretty good. Oscar Isaac and Olivia Wilde do great, and then the last hour is terrible. And so it kind of splits it for me, but I know it's been ranked as one of the worst movies and critically ranked, like, one of the worst movies of the year.
I also thank you, Adrian, for saying you were looking through your... I forgot I could look up purchase history on our Alamo Draft House app.
I got you.
Venom was better. I would never... I don't, like... Venom was way better than Solo in theaters.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Like I said, so. Jurassic World was by far the worst movie, and I was so sad. I wanted to cry for how bad that movie was, as much as I love that franchise. But it was just so terrible. I remember looking at Kate going, I don't like this.
I'm not going to say it was good, but I had the little Pachyosaur and little Triceratops babies that I was just so focused. I was just so focused on the animals.
It was bad.
But yeah, no, Jurassic World's probably right behind Solo, really close. I actually forgot that we saw those in theaters.
I had to think about it too. Because, like Adrian said, like.
And the trailer promised me Jeff Goldblum.
You got him for a second. Blame Channing. Tatum. So moving on to the next question after that. What was your favorite TV show / series of the year? And maybe like your favorite new, if you had a new release. Introduce one.
Animated or not animated?
Don't care.
Kate watches she watched so much stuff this year.
I know, that's why I said, like, it should be fun.
You all go, because this is hard.
For me, I think, like, because I've watched, I mean, basically all of the stuff that I watched in 2017, I watched this year, and I was pretty okay with everything. So if I watched something new this year that I really enjoyed, I enjoyed The Dragon Prince a whole bunch.
Yeah, that was my favorite animation of this year.
Yeah, I think that'd probably be my favorite TV show that I started this year that was kind of like newly introduced. If I'm going like off like recurring, if I can just, can I say Daredevil without Karen?
Yeah,
that's fair. Yeah. I really love Daredevil as long as Karen wasn't in there.
The third season minus one episode.
Yeah, basically, yes. Yeah.
Kate, do you have yours, or do you want me to go?
Well, go.
So mine, for as far as like new TV shows, it obviously didn't come out this year, but I would probably go with The Deep, which stars season 3, will be happening in January, and you should all go watch it. It's amazing. And then as far as like TV shows released this year alone, The Dragon Prince was probably my favorite animation that was released this year, but Bodyguard. I thought that was very well done, and I thought it was really good. And I know everybody wants a season 2, but the way they did the 6 episodes and did the whole like series, it is phenomenal.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about that one. I haven't. It's in the queue.
I watched it in one night. It was amazing. I think it's only 6 episodes, and it wraps up just like a mini series, and it is great. Definitely something you could probably binge in a day, easily. And obviously all my recurring shows were great as well, between Daredevil, Travelers, and whatnot. What you got for us, Kate?
This is really hard. I watched so much.
For all the people out there, I made these notes a week ago, and just nobody bothered to fill out the questions. I wrote all my answers down.
It's all right, man. You don't have to edit it. You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so recurring is definitely season 3 of Daredevil. That blew away everything. My head's bouncing between Altered Carbon and The Haunting of Hill House. But I think my favorite new show is going to be The Haunting of Hill House, because I have not seen... The best piece of horror this year, TV or movie, is The Haunting of Hill House. And it is that way because it takes into account character relationships, character building. It doesn't rely on cheap scares. It's perfect. It is the perfect piece of horror. I would not change a single thing about The Haunting of Hill House. And it is something that I did not think that I would get. Yeah, The Haunting of Hill House. It has to be that one for new show.
Okay. I will say as an honor. Go.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, and as an honorable mention, I really enjoyed the Jack Ryan series. Now it's like the first thing I've ever watched on it. I thought it was really well done.
Yeah, I think my honorable mention's Altered Carbon.
So moving next one, what movie / TV show was the biggest disappointment that you watched?
I guess Jurassic World.
Well, this was, you didn't have to be in theaters. I was just talking about if you watched something bad.
No, movie-wise, like, I guess any movie?
I think, I'll go. I'll go. I think... Are we saying movies or TV shows?
Either one. Whatever was your biggest disappointment.
I think the biggest disappointment for me in terms of TV show had to have been Westworld Season 2. We didn't even finish it. I just wasn't into it. I think it just wasn't as good as the first season. The stuff just started getting kind of like off brand a little bit. I just wasn't a big fan of it. I think in terms of movies, my biggest disappointment has to be... I don't want to say Solo, because I enjoyed Solo. I don't think I wasn't disappointed by it. I didn't really watch any movies I didn't like this year. I think TV shows disappointed me way more this year than movies did. I'll say CW-verse, since everybody said it was terrible, so I never watched it. So that was a huge disappointment compared to like other years where everyone was saying it was amazing. So CW-verse and Westworld Season 2. Not fun.
Well, since you mentioned that, I'll go ahead with mine. Mine was by far the CW-verse. Arrow was terrible for like 17 out of like 20, or like almost 20 out of 26 episodes, or however many they do. The Flash was extremely awful, and I actually might not watch that show again of how much I hated it. And I did, and it badly, I let those two left such a bad taste in my mouth that I didn't even bother to watch Legends, and I hear that's the best one. But I was so disappointed, just like, because everybody kept telling me they were so bad. And I was like, it can't be that bad. I understand disappointment, you know, maybe a down year. But I was like, oh my gosh, this is awful. And like, I literally might never watch The Flash again. Like, the new season that came up, people kept trying to tell me. And I'm like, no, you've lobotomized my favorite character for no damn reason. So
yeah, so I think for TV, it's definitely the CW-verse. I watched 2 episodes of Supergirl. Season 3, it was atrocious. And Flash, I know that there are now women writers on The Flash, but it does not sound like it. It is just awful. Arrow ended well, and I really liked the villain, but like overall, like CW-verse, like I kind of feel a little bit betrayed by it a little bit. So that's probably like my biggest disappointment. I don't think that I've been disappointed by a movie, really. Like disappointment, I guess, if you actually put that Charmed? In perspective. No. Huh?
Oh no, movie, sorry. I thought we were talking about TV shows. Never mind.
That was a movie at one
time. I had no expectations for Charmed.
Oh,
in
gotcha.
Order to be disappointed by Charmed, I would have had to have signed on and co-signed its existence. And Charmed is a freaking disgrace to the original series and a disgrace to Latinas everywhere, and I hate it with a burning passion.
Sorry I asked.
Good job, Adrian. Look what you did.
My bad.
Fun-filled show, and Adrian wants to set on fire.
I hate that show. No, but disappointment-wise, it's just CW-verse, and then movies. I mean, I don't have that type of visceral reaction to any movie I watch.
Jurassic World for me might be pretty close, because I was actually really excited for that one, especially because I know Jurassic World wasn't the greatest thing, the first one, but it left me wanting more, and I thought they did a great job for having, like, such a long, you know, like, 10-year off, and they looked like they did all the, like, you know, the homage to the first movie and everything, and then, like, this movie was terrible. So, like, by far, probably the biggest disappointment. As far as Netflix movies, I don't think I really watched one that was really that disappointing.
I saw a lot of really good Netflix movies.
Saw a lot of, like, okay ones, but not thing. So the next one would be, what do you think was the most overrated or underrated movie or TV show of the year? It can be either or, you don't need both.
Positive, and I'm going to say Altered Carbon. I think Altered Carbon is the most underrated piece of sci-fi that exists right now. And I think that Altered Carbon gave me everything that I really wanted in my sci-fi. It gave me some of the old Star Trek feelings where, like, this is a big, huge world where we all, like, we see everything represented while also giving me amazing fight scenes. and just like it did a lot for sci-fi, and I wish people liked it a lot more, talked about it a lot more. With an honorable mention being Into the Badlands, because the freaking Golden Globe snubbed them, and Into the Badlands deserves all the love that it can get. It is an amazing show, and awards need to recognize them.
So before Adrian, you go, I do want to say, as far as Altered Carbon, it's weird for me because it was super hyped, but then it got kind of bad reviews, but it's still like really, really good. And so it was one of those like, is it overrated or underrated or properly rated?
I think it's underrated just because I just feel like people like...
Because it was one of the most anticipated shows of the year coming right out of the new year.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that because I saw nothing. I saw nothing for it on my timeline. I was the person yelling about Altered Carbon and getting people say, oh my God, I trust your opinion. I'm going to go watch Altered Carbon now.
No, because what happened was everybody was, at least for me, like it was one of the most anticipated shows from at least from the stuff I saw heading out of 2017 and 2018. And then it released and it's not that highly rated.
Underrated. So it's underrated. It's an underrated show. It's an underrated show.
That's fine. All right, Adrian, what do you got for us?
I think my most underrated shows probably that like underrated as far as like I don't hear anybody talking about it as much as they should, especially like in the circles that we're in. I'd probably have to go with On My Block, I think.
Yeah.
It's one of the ones I saw this year that I was all about it from like the first episode. I thought it was really, really well done. And in that same vein, I would probably have to say One Day at a Time as well. Like season two of One Day at a Time.
Yeah.
Was that 2018?
Yeah, that was 2018.
Yeah, 2018, yeah. I'd say those two.
I cried my eyes out during both of those shows.
Yeah, I think they're the most underrated. I don't hear them nearly talked about nearly enough, especially in the large Hispanic circles that I'm a part of. Completely underrated and not talked about nearly enough. Overrated? No, I think everything I didn't like this year was pretty on the nose. I'd say Venom's money is probably overrated. Like, it doesn't deserve that much money. I'll say it. Like, not that I don't like it. I just don't think it deserves that all will come that
up
money.
That will definitely come up in a little bit.
That's just
bit.
Too much money for that movie.
That will be coming
also,
up in the
fun facts. Adrian, you know why people stop talking about On My Block?
Why?
Because the character, the undocumented immigrant character, she's actually white playing a Latina, and she's a Trump supporter. So that is why a lot of sites were like, they reached out for comment from the writers, from the casting directors and the showrunners, and they didn't really get a response.
Is that for On My Block?
On My Block.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Because I like One Day at a Time better, even though they have different brown people playing different brown ethnicities. So I like One Day at a Time way better anyway. So
yeah, but yeah, so that's why. Like, there was initial hype, but then that came out, and it was like, so you're literally making money off of playing an undocumented character who's separated from her parents, but yet you're a Trump supporter.
Yeah. Maybe stuff should have happened to her in that movie or in that show.
Yeah. So to bring it back, I actually got quite a few this year. I want to shout out my honorable mention from 2017 as well. I still think more people need to talk about Superstore. I think it's coming along, but I still think it is great and fantastic. As far as underrated, as far as other underrated stuff, my movie would be Game Night. It came out right before the blockbusters, and so it kind of fell underneath the thing, and I thought it was actually great.
I like Game Night.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. It just happened to come out like right after Black Panther and right before Infinity War with Solo and Deadpool and all the blockbuster stuff. And so I think Game Night would be my underrated movie. And as far as TV show, I think The Rain on Netflix is actually really good. It's
I think it's French, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's either French or something. It is dubbed, and you can tell it's dubbed because the talking might drive you insane a little bit because the words definitely don't match what's coming out of their lip movements. But once you get past that, I think the story and everything is fantastic. I think also what sucks is overrated, as in, like, it ends just as bad as Altered Carbon almost. They need a season two, and so instead of wrapping everything up how it kind of feels like it would, they kind of like do something very stupid and that's not right, and just so they could have another season. But I think it's really, really good, though. The next one would be, what was your best or favorite game you played in 2018? I know we don't talk about a game as much, even though we probably play. We probably should get more into games, but time permitting.
It didn't have to come out.
No.
Right? Overwatch. Oh, like, I did not play a stitch of Overwatch before 2018, and I am in love with this, with the world of Overwatch. I am in love with Overwatch, and I don't suck at it, so that makes it that much better.
Yeah, that was a very fun episode we recorded as well. I enjoyed that episode a lot.
Yeah, I also have a D.Va gaming mouse sitting in my Amazon cart for when I get paid.
Why?
Because I need it, Matt. It has to match my pink office.
What you got for us, Adrian?
I think, like, that I'll go with, like, games that came out this year. I really enjoyed Red Dead Redemption. Being a cowboy is really fun. The game is super immersive, and it's... I have no idea when I'm going to finish it, just because there's just so much in it. But I really, really enjoy Red Dead Redemption. It should have won Game of the Year, I think.
That's fair. I mean, that might as well be one, because, you know, we can't talk about games that are only on one console. Cause
yeah. Why does a game that only, like, half of the population gets to play get out? Stupid,
inclusivity. Apparently not.
Stupid.
But as far as me, as far as game-wise for me this year, it wasn't that... Sadly, it wasn't that good of a game year for me. I didn't really play much. Surviving Mars ended up being pretty good, but, I mean, I can only play so much simulators before I get bored. Fallout has been fun, but there's been so many issues and so much stuff. It's literally one of those. I'm treating it like early access, where I'm going to play it and probably going to sit my shelf, and I'll wait till they kind of start fixing it, and then probably about like 4 months, I'm like, this game's going to be amazing. I mean, I went back to play WoW, which was great. I thought I didn't get to replay a lot of new content, but I think some of the stuff they've done seems to be pretty cool. And you guys all forced me to play Overwatch.
Hey, you're a great Moira, my friend.
I don't mind it.
Fantastic.
But no, I think.
Moira Savant.
What about Assassin's Creed?
I didn't play Odyssey this year.
Oh.
I haven't, because Origins I just about finished, but it just, gaming's been hard to play because of time wise and constraint from all the stuff we do, and just.
Actually, so for games that came out this year, the only new game that I got to play, I mean, I pre-ordered. Freaking State of Decay 2, and that I ended up having issues because I was trying to stream it, which made it hard because I was trying to stream more this year, which there were a lot of games that just, like, I felt like a chore, so Overwatch is the easiest one to do. But the only game that I played all the way through this year was Shadow of the Tomb Raider, and I do think I need to mention it because that game gave me back all of the stuff that I missed from the Tomb Raider franchise. It had incredibly well thought out puzzles, tough environmental platforming elements, and it still had a lot of the adventure quality to it. And I liked all of the, they did a really good job in pushing the stat, like pushing towards it, like, more accessible options. And the cool thing was that if you're not like me and you actually hate the elements that I think are necessary in a Tomb Raider game, Square Enix Montreal and Crystal Dynamics were actually gave you the option to turn down the difficulties on individual pieces that you may not like. So if you're not a puzzle person, you could turn puzzles all the way to easy, but if you're a combat person, turn combat up to hard. There's just a lot in that game that I love, and it also utilized research in indigenous languages and utilize them throughout the game. So I think that that was a stunning game, and I actually think it's really underrated, and I think people who don't like it are people, like, I've been able to kind of, like, see, like, the line in the sand between Tomb Raider fans is, like, people that don't like it that much or think it's, like, meh are people who really liked the rebooted series just being Uncharted ripoff and not those harder elements. And then the people who really love it were people like me who felt alienated by the reboot. So hopefully by learning that you can, like, adjust, like, settings and stuff, it'll help people actually go back and appreciate it a lot more.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, far Assassin's Creed for me, I chose
from the fire.
What?
Sorry. She kills somebody and, like, rises from the... Like, my favorite Tomb Raider moment in the 20-plus history of the game is in this game. Like, that's how... Yeah. Okay, I'm done.
Anyways.
I'm done.
For Assassin's Creed Odyssey, I made the choice to go with Fallout. And it is what it is. Because they did have... Because it was a good year in gaming overall, but it's one of those, I don't have a PlayStation. So why am I supposed to care?
It was a great year for PlayStation players.
Yeah, I just don't care. Sums that up really nicely. Yeah.
Don't kiss my ass. You exclusive
PlayStation
bastards.
Year interview. It was good if you had a PlayStation.
It's good if you didn't like anybody had a PlayStation. I mean, they had some. I mean, I'm excited for some other games. Like, I kind of wouldn't mind trying to play this Atlas game that's coming out. I'll always protest. Exclusives are trash. But moving on, what was your favorite moment of 2018?
Avengers Infinity War, hands down. It was 10 years, 18 movies, all leading up to the event, and it felt like it. It felt like a giant comic crossover before comic crossovers got out of control. And just kind of, like, seeing that, and, I mean, regardless, I hate Twitter fandom, so, like, not taking Twitter fandom into account, the state of comics right now in popular media is amazing, and I would have never thought that I could think about getting an Infinity War movie, and I did, and so for me, that was my favorite moment, pop culture-wise. Yeah. Because, like, when I try to think about my favorite, that's the only thing that pops into my mind, honestly. And technically, Guillermo del Toro won Oscars this year for stuff he did last year. So I can put that there. that too.
What do you got, Adrian?
Pop culture-wise, I think I'm going to ride the Infinity War boat because, I just enjoyed that movie start to finish. Start to finish, it was just amazing. And like all the episodes that we like did surrounding it, like when we did like our Iron Man stuff, and we talked about like how long like this took for it to happen, and just to have that opening moment of like, oh, okay, everything's gonna end great. Oh no, Hulk's gonna get dicked around in the first 5 minutes of the movie, and then everything's gonna end on a sad note at the very end. Like that's just great. I just enjoyed that a whole lot. Not pop culture wise, I think just moving back to Austin has been really. Has been really nice.
Nice.
Really enjoyed that.
So, this will be probably, I will probably talk about this again, but I don't know how good or bad it is. When I learned that Oregon changed their law to force people to actually pump their gas, and I didn't realize that they did not know how to pump gas, and I did not realize that also this caused a massive crisis where people did not know how to pump gas. It was terrifying for them. And that apparently people actually thought that gas attendants had a legitimate job of being paid $9 an hour to give ace who get cancer. So.
Yeah. Wow.
Was thrown off, and it was an amazing time for memes and everything of people. I just never knew that. I've known how to pump gas for almost 25 years, if not longer. It was fascinating.
Wait, can like the best moment of the year just be like a culmination of all of the moments that gave us like great memes?
We did have great memes this year.
This was an extremely good year for memes.
It was.
And I think it's because everything was such a dumpster fire, we needed to laugh to get through it all.
We did have a great year for memes. I mean, we had between the Captain America chair. I mean, I still like the, like as we talked about on our SpongeBob, I still like the freaking crazy Patrick thing or whatever.
Oh, no, Savage Patrick. No,
yes, those
were
great. I also like the butterfly one was great. We had the whole from American Chopper, I believe it was. That one with the throw the chair with the four scene was great.
Yes.
We had great year in memes. I don't know if that's good or bad overall, but we had a great year in memes. So moving on to the next one, what was your two things you were most hyped about in 2019 pop culture-wise?
I'm hyped for Avengers 4. Really, really hyped for Avengers 4. In a different way, like, it's like a sad hype. Like, I need to see how the story ends, but it's gonna crush my soul type hype. And then normal hype. Come back to me. Outside of that.
All right,
Avengers
Adrian,
was the easiest thing. Come back to me.
What do you got for your two? Or at least one?
So Game of Thrones coming back. I'm super hyped for. Game of Thrones coming back in terms of TV shows, Star Wars for movies.
Are you really hyped for that?
Yeah. That I'm hyped.
Are you trying to tell us or are you trying to convince yourself?
No, man, I'm hyped. Like, I'll be hyped like, before it comes out. I'm good. I'm hyped for it. JJ's back. He's going to save us. Just kidding. I'm going to get added for Twitter for that, aren't I? Yeah, I'm excited, man. Excited for the movie, and I'm excited for all the other stuff that's coming out in recent fandom, like for Star Wars. Like, we have like really great TV shows coming out. We're supposed to be getting some game called Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Like, there's like lots of really cool things coming out for Star Wars in 2019 and into like 2020. So I'm excited there. And Jump Force. I'm so hype for Jump Force.
You know,
when I get to play as Goku and smack around Naruto, is going to be one of the best days of my life in terms for gaming. I'm very excited.
I feel like we just need to get that and have a couch co-op night, like the day it comes out.
Let's do it.
The funny thing is, I went to all them conventions, and for some reason, I thought Jump Force had already been released.
No,
because I've seen
I've played a lot of it.
That's what I'm saying. Between all the times and demos and people I've seen play it and stuff, I'm like, oh, this game's already... And I was like, oh, yeah, this has not been released.
I think I've played it at every available piece that I've had it at. It doesn't get old, and they just keep adding more people.
Yeah, and Deku just got added in. Yep. Oh, it was something we were worried about. We didn't know if he was going to get added in because Jump Force My Hero just had their game come out, so now I'm even more excited. It's going to be good. It's going to be a very hype year. I'm very hyped for 2019, like overall, for pop culture.
I'm actually, so my next hype is Jordan Peele's new horror movie Us comes out next year. And I'm really, really excited for that. Because I love it when horror succeeds. And as much as I'm like, comic book movies should get their due, I really think it's way more long overdue for horror to actually get recognized as like legitimate form of stuff. And so coming off of last year's Oscars and like seeing that stuff get nominated and then having everybody that was just delivered way better performances than half the people that are nominated get snubbed, I'm hoping that Jordan Peele hitting us with his next horror movie is going to push us into top critical talk again. 2019 looks to be an amazing year in horror, and I'm excited, and I know that Netflix is investing more money in horror now. And so I can't wait till October of next year when they start dropping new stuff. So, as a horror fan, it's going to be really, really good. Yeah. Horror in 2019.
But also Jump Force.
And Jump Force. No, I really...
I'm so excited. I keep whenever they add people to it, I just get more and more excited.
Yeah.
You get
so,
to play
as
Yugi.
So that's the thing. Like, I would say that I'm excited for Jump Force, but like Matt said, I've literally played it at like the last four conventions.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
It's gonna be so fun.
Good.
So the real question out of this thing is, Kate, are you excited for Star Wars?
This coming year, no, because all the stuff I want is announced for early 2020. It begins production in 2019. I'm excited for the final movie to finish off this saga, and the fact that JJ is directing that. I'm hoping that he will kind of bring everything back earth and really do my boy Poe justice. But, I think overall for Star Wars, I'm not so much looking for or hyping up 2019 so much as I'm looking forward to and hyping up 2020.
Nice.
So that's kind of where I'm at. 'Cause like my favorite Cassian has his own show coming out in 2020. So.
Yeah, sadly, I don't care about episode 9. But as far as the TV shows announcement, one, I kind of like say I'm kind of interested in what they're going to do with the new shows. Because I know everybody thinks I hate Star Wars, but I actually just don't like the one movie. And y'all all ruined it. But as far as the shows announcements, I think pretty cool. But I'm not looking forward to this whole whatever Disney plans to do with the new streaming service.
Because it pretty much killed all of our Netflix shows.
Well, it's going to kill Netflix and you're just going to end up paying more money. But as far as like what I am excited for, which I've been saying on like the last 5 episodes, Deep Season 3 premieres next month. You all should watch it.
Hey, Matt, when does The Deep come out?
January 2019. I don't know the date, though. I don't think they have it. I think it's 19th, I believe.
I almost forgot, so I was just glad.
Good. It should be a requirement for everybody at Butwai, though. Whether you're a writer, a podcaster, you should be required to watch. If you're a patron either, listener, you should be all required to watch this show. It's amazing. You can learn about all the lovely sea creatures in the lovely family of the Nectons. I think as far as other stuff, I know it's weird because I thought Atlas was going to be like released this past. At this point, they're on pace too because they've already delayed it 3 times. Because it was supposed to be released December 13th and it's still being delayed as of today, which is the day of recording, 21st. I don't know when it's going to thing, but actually between all the things, I'm interested to see how that game actually shapes up after 2 months when we get into 2019. And I actually kind of excited for Netflix stuff. Avengers 4, I'm excited, but I'm also kind of like, it is going to be great to see the wrap up, but I also know it's the end. Unfortunately, a lot of the stuff that they've done, it has not intrigued me as much.
But Doctor Strange 2 has a director.
Yes, Doctor Strange 2, yes. But that's not going to be 2019. But as far as the other remaining characters we got, depending on who they kill and leave, like, I'm not that exciting. And speaking of which, Into the Badlands should finish up or start their new season, whatever they're just depending on what they're going to do.
Season 3, part 2.
Either Season 3, part 2 or Season 4, whatever it is, we'll get a conclusion of that was fantastic as their finale. I've been about all TV at this point. Like, I guess, not that we've had bad movies. I guess I just haven't really...
Well, and I think the hard thing for me, too, is, like, my most anticipated movie, like, I mean, I also wasn't really anticipating Aquaman, but, like, my most anticipated release was not in theaters. It was Bird Box on Netflix, which is a new horror movie with Sandra Bullock. Like, the Netflix content is just so good.
And I can watch it for free.
Well, I mean, it's not free.
Well, it's still cheaper. I can watch 10 of them for the price of one movie. Cheaper than the price of one movie.
That's fair.
But let's move on to the next one. What is one episode topic you want to see that we did in 2018? I know, Adrian, you said D&D, and we got to do two of them. So what do you got for this year?
I think there's one that I wanted to do, but just like with like moving and like the people that I was trying to get to come on and guest star with it. We didn't get to really cover Mixed Martial Arts. And Mixed Martial Arts is like in a place right now where kind of the old breeds are kind of not around anymore. So it's like a really exciting time. Like women's MMA is like a much bigger thing at the moment. So it's something that I would definitely like love to cover next year for sure. On my radar.
I know you've been requested to do another wrestling episode. And they have two people who want a guest on it.
Any type of wrestling episode, really. They just want more wrestling content.
And they want to come on and talk about it. what do you got for us, Kate? I don't remember what you actually said last year.
I don't remember what I said.
I think you said Lord of the Rings, and I think we got it.
I got two of those things, man.
Yeah.
This is hard. I feel like I drive the ship a lot of the time, so I usually get to do the episode that I want. I don't know. That's actually really hard.
You should do a revisit of horror. Because when we recorded that horror episode,
we jam-packed it full of everything. Actually, I want to do a James Wan episode. I really want to do a James Wan episode.
Oh, yes. Then we could talk about Fast and Furious.
Yeah,
We don't talk about anything else about actual horror.
Not wrong.
Oh, gosh. No, I think you're right. That's probably where I should... Because, like, I've been... If you follow me on Twitter and if you look at my stuff for the site, like, I've written so many horror pieces this past 2 months. Actually, since October, I've been popping out horror stuff, and
That would be the past 2 months.
October, November, and then December, I've produced horror content, all three.
Well, we're from December now. And then it'd be 2 months.
Okay, well, pretty much 3 months. Go. Anyway, I finally got a Shudder subscription because the first month's free. And I discovered Shudder. Sorry, Matt, I didn't tell you.
So this is what happens all the time with people on Dan. Kate just like all of a sudden like, I bought things on Amazon. I got a new subscription. We have Crunchyroll now. We have Shudder. And I'm like, where the hell do we get
I did get Crunchyroll this year.
I'm not informed of any of these decisions, and I don't know
Well, you don't like watching those things with me. So, I think you're right, Adrian. Probably, I should probably bring more horror because that's really where my heart is a lot of the time. As much as I love Star Wars and Tolkien and comics, I think like I haven't gotten to express my horror side enough, but probably like a George A. Romero episode or a James Wan episode, or even just like looking at sub genres, like a slasher episode where we just talk about slasher movies, or yeah, stuff like that.
Or so. You can revisit the horror episode where you left out Jaws somehow.
I'm not going to lead a Jaws movie, actually. I've told you before.
Or the fact that somehow you left that out.
That's fine. Well, it might. So I think Adrian's right in that a revisit would be good because that horror episode was jam packed and there wasn't enough time to actually talk about things that needed to get talked about, including Jaws, but also like actually unpack things. Yeah. Which sucks because I don't want to put you guys through that because I know you all don't like horror. So I tend not to pick horror or suggest horror outside of October.
Just bring back our reigning champ, Alex. You'll be fine.
That's fair.
Which might be the best moment. Alex gave a speech on podcast. Fun fact. Should go listen to it.
Our Captain America episode. Alex's monologue about Captain America is so good.
Between Captain America and Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, I was thinking of Mr. Rogers. So basically anything Alex does ever.
Expect a monologue at the end. And yes. It's good.
I don't remember the third episode now. Dang it. Anyways, as far as me, I think I said Elder Scrolls last time, and we did get to do that this year.
Yeah.
I probably, it was like I wouldn't mind going back and revisiting some of these, some of our old episodes, and updating, like you said, with the horror stuff. I mean, obviously I wouldn't mind that one. We have an X-Men one that was kind of like jam-packed that I wouldn't mind doing again.
Yeah. I almost said X-Men. Like an X-Men revisit, but I didn't know how.
I kind of, but the sad part is I'm kind of like, also like, we've done a lot of like comic ones.
Comic books.
Yeah, that I'm kind of like, So, I wouldn't mind, like I said, I guess when you get back to, I'm hoping with gaming-wise we can get back to more stuff, the genre type stuff. I still game quite a bit and I follow everything, but it is one of those I don't like branch out as much just because of time-wise. Because I saw the funny thing I saw the other day was, people are like, I'm ready for normal RPGs again. So instead of like 400-hour RPGs, I want something that's like 120 so I don't get halfway through and realize I'm worn out and I don't have time and I end up quitting. Like, Adrian, have you finished all of your massive Red Deads and everything?
No, I haven't finished Red Dead. Haven't finished Tomb Raider because Red Dead came out.
Yeah.
So that's like where I'm at in my game world in terms of RPGs.
That's what I'm saying.
Space them out, game industry. Stop giving me these RPGs months in between. There's not enough time.
That's what I'm saying. I was just like, ugh. Because like even like Origins, I think I put like at least like 60 hours into it. And obviously I'm like, I haven't felt like I haven't touched the surface of it. And even though I've got quite a bit to go. And that's like 2 years old. But yeah. So that's about all I have for questions. Is there anything you felt we'd need to, that we left off or we should ask, or you got any more comments?
No.
No. Before we get into some fun facts and moments.
Oh, no, I do. It is more of a comment. In 2018, I discovered the Riverdale universe and I love it so much and I don't care what anybody says.
I always ignore that you acknowledge that, so yeah.
Well,
yeah. That's and then the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina came out and it's so perfect and good. My little satanic heart is just beaming.
Awesome. We're summoning demons here down in Texas.
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing.
You got any last thing for us before we get some for some fun facts, Adrian?
No. I mean, in terms of like pop culture, 2018 was pretty good, and 2019 doesn't really look to be. We don't seem to be. I don't think we're going to lose that in 2019 because there's lots of really cool stuff coming out. So I'm excited. 2018 was good. Bring on 2019.
Nice.
2K19.
Yeah. Well, we can get more. Maybe that game will actually be good. So some fun facts.
Will 2K19 ever, will any of the 2K games be good?
Well, they only make like one of them. Well, as far as sports games. Want my NCAA back? I petition that. Whatever. Fight me.
Okay, never mind.
NBA 2K, still fine, but they've just been the last few years from what I've seen.
I read our writer's report.
Yeah, it's gone to a lot more microtransactions like a lot of sports games gone, and it's getting even worse with the whole we're just going to tweak to say we tweak to add something cool for no reason. Fun facts and moments of 2018. Here's some stuff that happened in pop culture that we may not know. First thing, Kate kind of mentioned earlier, people were apparently eating Tide Pods, and that was apparently a thing. I don't know why, but apparently also they did a study that adults were more likely to eat a Tide Pod than a child. Yes. We learned, as my favorite thing, that people of Oregon could not pump gas, because apparently you were not allowed to pump gas. But now you have to, and people don't like it. Apparently, people in New Jersey are I think maybe the only state remaining where you don't have to pump your own gas. Drake was hiding a child, which was insane of what happened. Speaking of that was actually pretty interesting. I thought it was a great time. It was cool. Speaking of Drake, apparently from his album there was an In My Feelings challenge / Kiki challenge, to which people jumped out of moving cars.
That was interesting.
Yeah, that it was interesting. It's great. This is just like on brand because like this thing is pretty much over, right? Like right. This was pretty big, like in the summer. No one does this anymore. No. But the UFC fighter Cyborg, amazing women's fighter. She is.
Is she though?
Completely dominant.
Booyah. But I know, but. I'm talking about the fact that they wouldn't let her fight for a really long time because of all the testosterone that she had.
Yeah. Money, I guess, outweighs that now. I don't know. She's super
I'm
nice.
I'm sorry. Like, the only time I was into MMA was when Gina Carano had just broken onto the scene and there was a lot of that stuff going on with Cyborg. So that is, like, my only touchstone of what I know about. That I've now exhausted my MMA knowledge.
Yeah. But she's in the UFC now and she's a champion. She she's been dominating people. But there's a video that just came out like today or yesterday of her like in a shopping cart doing this challenge, and she falls out and like busts her ass, and like no one has said if she's hurt or not. But the way she fell, the way she fell was like one of those things. Like she fell and she could have definitely like shattered her ankle like a little bit, probably. And she's like 1 week out from one of the biggest women's MMA fights like in history. And she was doing this stupid challenge in a shopping cart.
Wow. Anything for the Vine, right?
Yeah, but I'm just like, you're Cyborg. You don't need the Instagram followers in a shopping cart at night. Oh, just dumb. Just very dumb. Thanks, Drake. This is what you do.
By the way, Drake's fault. Great thing. Watch people jump out of moving cars. Amazing. DC Comic published Batman's penis in a comic for the first time, which apparently was a huge ordeal, and then immediately regretted that decision, apparently, and took it away. Fortnite happened, and apparently continued to happen, and it's a and for people that don't know, it's actually a free-to-play game that's made about $2 billion just off microtransactions alone.
Yeah, off some, like, off-brand thing that the game wasn't even supposed to be about.
Yep. They charge people like $80 to have the actual game and then abandon it midway through and offered a free-to-play mode. And, yeah.
Yeah, and just so you're aware, the microtransactions do literally nothing for you in the game.
All
it
cosmetic.
It is strictly cosmetic-based, and it's just...
This isn't even pay to win. It's literally just cosmetics.
Yep.
And they've made like $2 billion. They shut down and they bought the entire Australian like busway or something to go to PAX Australia. And ruined a lot of people's lives with that.
Yeah. It's not going anywhere. We saw all the little kids that were playing it at OP Live. Like,
well, that's
this
what I'm
game
saying.
Isn't going
anywhere
either.
That's why I said it happened.
It's crazy.
Christmas shopping today. And you know those little booths in the mall that like try to stop you to like buy their shit? There's a Fortnite one.
Yeah. We saw Fortnite stuff at Target yesterday. And I was like, ooh, I guess this is what's going on.
Cool. It happened. Cool. Like, we watched.
I say that.
Oh, at PAX, not PAX West, TwitchCon. At TwitchCon, they had an entire, like, almost stadium, like, larger, like, stadium-size blow-up building that they brought, and it was just Fortnite.
Yeah, Stefani even made a Fortnite costume, like, for Halloween for our neighbor's kid, because that's what he wanted to be his Halloween, so, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, considering it went from, like, H1 to PUBG to Fortnite and how fast they transitioned, and Fortnite just blown past and still looks like a continued thing. Ninja, the streamer, was on ESPN the magazine for like the first,
crazy.
And then he also broke the Twitch record for most viewers ever at a time by streaming with Drake, and I believe Travis
on Fortnite.
Yes, on Fortnite. I believe with Travis Scott as well.
Yeah, yes. He's playing with Travis Scott. Yeah,
it's also one of those things that when you start thinking about it, like the state of esports and like just Twitch prominence is so different this year.
Yes,
and it's just going to keep getting larger and bigger. And I mean, it's really cool. I mean, it's exciting time for the Overwatch League too. Like they're like, I think just esports in general, like games are being taken more seriously, which is really cool.
Yeah, but just how much Ninja's grown, because as a person who watched him when he was a Halo player, when he was like, I hate when I have 1,000 viewers, and he now averages on an off night 50,000, and for a good while he had over 100,000, where there would be 300,000 people watching Twitch, and he would have 150 watching him alone.
Yeah.
It was crazy of how much he's like grown. Just like I said, because I've been watching him, known about him for like at least 3 or 4 years now, well before Fortnite was even a thing. The Red Sox won the World Series, boo, but the reason this is up here, because they beat the Dodgers, who apparently lost back-to-back World Series.
That's so sad.
Yeah. The Warriors won the NBA Finals again, just like in 2017, beating the Cavs again. This time, they didn't bother to lose a game, and they won 4-0.
That's also sad.
And the Cavs blew up their entire team, as in LeBron left in free agency, and they're terrible.
Yeah, like might be like one of the worst teams in the NBA. Like,
yes,
tanking.
The Eagles won their first Super Bowl, beating the Patriots, which actually was apparently ended up being worse than the Patriots actually winning again. Eagles fans are terrible.
Yeah, they're the worst. They might be like the worst fans like in the entire NFL.
It was probably
like when they were playing the Vikings in the NFC Championship. Like these fans were literally flipping off babies in Vikings stuff. Like who flips off a baby in like. God, I hate them so much.
It was one of those, people hate the Patriots because they win a lot and stuff, but people hate Eagles fans almost just as much, and it was one of the Super Bowls where nobody wanted anybody to win, and the Eagles fans won, and people were like, you know what, I think I can handle Boston winning again. Over, they were greasing the poles, the light poles, so they couldn't tear down and burn their city to the ground, which they did. There's a video of somebody literally eating horse shit.
Yeah, someone punched a horse. Was this the one where they punched the horse?
They punched the horse, and somebody ate his shit.
Yep.
Like,
Philadelphia is just a. I don't think my Always Sunny Philadelphia is that far off.
I don't think it is.
No, it's not.
The Capitals won their first Stanley Cup, and Alex Ovechkin won his first Stanley Cup, and I'm happy for him because the dude is amazing, and he's been carrying that team on their back for the last, like, 15 years, and he finally got past Crosby for that. That was great.
That means nothing to me.
Hockey is still amazing. They still allow people to let out their aggression by letting them fight each other. It is great. Probably the best moment of the year that I have failed to mention that I probably should have because of salt of World Cup was this year, and it was by far the best month of the year in which everybody actually got along with each other for once.
That was a fun time.
Yes. France beat Croatia, as in they dominated Croatia. I still blame Kate for England's loss to Croatia in the
Mexico semi. Beat the crap out of Germany. That was fun.
And then they got destroyed.
I know. Shut up.
But those few months of World Cup were great. Everybody loved each other. And then they went back to hating each other. NASA's InSight landed on Mars and they recorded the first wind sounds.
Hold on, and the U.S. didn't make it into the World Cup.
Yeah, we knew that since 2017.
I know, but still, it was great to see people lose their shit, especially like when some of the other countries were.
I believe Panama was the team that took
Panama
over,
made
and
it.
They got like I think they got outscored like 10
they
to
got
1.
Wrecked. It was so bad, and it was like, damn.
Also, soccer commentators are the best in the world because
they're so mean.
Yes, and they tell it how it is. They literally said Panama terrible, and U.S., you should be ashamed.
They said that all the time. It was such a good game to watch at work.
Can I add in one before we move on from sports? The USA men's team, so the Eagles, we beat Samoa for the first time, like, ever in history. And Samoa
for what?
Rugby.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. On like a last Olympic. That's really great. I'm a former rugby player, and Samoa is pretty goddamn good at rugby, and we finally beat them, which gives me hope for the 2020 Olympics that we might not do terrible. when the rugby's in it again for the first time since, like, the 90s.
That's cool.
Okay, I'm good.
You're good. Like I said, NASA's InSight landed on Mars, and they recorded the first wind sounds from Mars.
That was so really cool. Amazing.
It was awesome.
Amazing.
Yes. And even though I believe that the mission that got chosen over going to Titan, which they were going to do underwater to support Titan, so I'm kind of salty about that. I could be wrong, but I believe that's the mission that got chosen over Titan. And considering we've been to Mars on 8 times, I wanted to go to Titan. And how about we just fund NASA so we can go to Titan? Instead of having point two of the budget.
While your next point is...
SpaceX, which is basically the way space is going, because it's privately funded nowadays, put a car in space and drove around the Earth.
Yeah, and so just give all your money to these private people who are just going to shoot cars into space.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to do it.
I know, yeah. I love it. I'm all about it.
We have people who don't believe in science.
Yeah. On an unfortunate sad note, we did lose a lot of people in the reason this year, and I do bring it up because I felt like we went through a month of episodes where it was nothing but sad people who had just passed.
Yeah.
Don't laugh! Like, this sucks. Like, for comics, like, it was an amazing year for comics. An amazing year for comic fans. But it also sucked. Like, we lost Steve Ditko and Stan Lee. Like the entire, like, to kind of, like, judge the gravity of this, like, everybody who created this current state that we live in for comics that, like, solidified legacies in the Silver Age, they're all gone. All of, like, the mountains of men that comics were built on are gone, and it sucks. I mean, it's great in a sense that, like, we're getting new people, and, like, what's his name? Tom King is emerging as such a visionary in the field. But, like, it's just, it sucks. Like, as a comic fan, like, I knew Stan Lee was old. He was old when I met him in 2013. But, like, it hurt. It sucked. And those are only the two that I can think of right now. But it's
sucked. Don't look at the list.
I don't want to look at the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost a lot of people this year. A lot of, like, young people too. Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, do
stay
not
stay away
the
from
list.
Drugs, man.
We Jesus lost some Christ. Artists that were great that I enjoyed.
We lost so many.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Since we were talking about space, we did lose Paul Allen, who basically funded a lot of the SETI stuff and owned some teams. So going into some numbers, some fun stuff. The top three grossing domestic movies of the year were Black Panther, Infinity War, and anybody want to guess the last one without reading it?
I just read it. I'm surprised by that.
Yeah.
What is it?
Incredible 2.
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
So old Disney.
Well, yeah. Those were the top three grossing. Now, the top three grossing worldwide. I don't know if you guys looked at this one, but Infinity War with $2.05 billion, Black Panther, $1.35 billion. Anybody want to guess the last one, which also might be surprising?
I'm angry by this.
Yes.
It's going to be a shitty movie.
You want to take a guess, Kate?
No.
Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, made $1.3 billion. It made zero, just a little bit under Black Panther, and it was a terrible movie.
Yeah. Oh, shit! Did Pacific Rim Uprising come out this year?
Yes.
Yes.
That's my most disappointment in a movie. There we go. Sorry,
bringing it back.
Sorry, I was just thinking about money, and I was like, well, the good thing is that when there are great when there's a good movie that just doesn't do well in the U.S., foreign money will keep it alive, and like Pacific Rim. And then I remembered, oh, the second one was nowhere near as good as the first one. And then I was like, well, that was something I was extremely hyped for and left disappointed. Happy still, like, it's perfectly fine, it's decent, but it didn't hit the level that I wanted it
to. So there were basically four movies that made over $1 billion this year. Does anybody want to guess the fourth one, since I said the third three already?
Venom make $1 billion?
Nope. Close, but no.
Disney property?
Yep.
What came out? Wreck-It Ralph?
Incredibles 2. The only other one that made over $1 billion.
Oh, it made $1 billion?
Yep.
Damn.
Venom's actually the highest grossing movie that did not make $1 billion. Came in at
That's
number
crazy.
Five.
Incredibles 2 just brought, like, the 20 years of people waiting for that movie to come out with a vengeance.
Yeah,
that's good. I never got to see it.
Yeah, so Venom was the highest grossing movie not to make a billion. Which is surprising because I still don't think it's a dumpster fire, but I still don't think it's worth $850 million.
No.
Definitely not. No.
No. But to be fair, I think it's still probably a better movie than Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, which made almost double. Or about 75% more. I don't know if any of you remember this. I think Kate might, but it was another phenomenon doing this, and I know I tweeted about it for a while. A raccoon climbed a skyscraper in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we as a nation watched it, and there were so many articles, and everybody on Twitter tweeted about and followed the thing of NPR raccoon watching this poor raccoon see if he could live scaling this building and get home safe.
I was so sad.
Did he get home safe?
He did.
He did.
Oh, okay.
He did. But I went to sleep not knowing if Mr. Raccoon was alive or not.
Yeah, this was like a 4-hour ordeal, and it rained into like almost 3 a.m. our time.
Did The Rock come and save him? Like in the movie that came out this year called Skyscraper?
Nope.
No.
We don't.
I'm so glad I didn't see that in theaters.
I told you I did not want to see that. You wanted me, and I was like, no.
I did.
I enjoyed it.
Knew better.
It was a movie.
But if you've not heard of that, that was probably a great story. They saw it at like 2 o'clock, like on the 64th or some crazy story, and then it just kind of like it was like there's pictures of it scaling on the side of the wall, and they weren't sure what was going to happen as it went into the night, and apparently it finally got rescued, and it was actually a lot of people it was trending for quite a while, and there was a bunch of stories on it, as I linked the New York Times article on just this raccoon.
Poor baby.
It was the nation's raccoon. It lived.
It was.
But that is all I have for fun facts. I'm sure there's a lot more fun facts and stuff. But I figure between eating Tide Pod, jumping out of cars, and...
Hidden children.
Huh?
Hidden children, cars in space.
Yeah. Good. Any final thoughts for 2018 before we move on?
I am not excited for 2019 when you think about pop culture. I'm really excited for 2019 pop culture. I am excited to see how our community continues to grow. That's it. I mean, I don't really have anything else to add. Go follow me on Twitter. I'm almost at 3,000 people.
There you go. Adrian, what do you got for us? Your final thoughts of, I guess, 2018, even though technically not, because this year has been weird.
Like I said at the beginning, pop culture-wise, it's been phenomenal. I've loved lots of things pop culture. But politics, you know, other stuff have not been fun. So I'm grateful for, you know, having pop culture as kind of like an outlet to kind of escape that stuff. And using that form of escapism has been really, really great. I hope it's helped other people get through things this year because it hasn't been like the best year. But we've had lots of things to kind of help us get around it. And I hope that continues on. I hope bad stuff doesn't happen in 2019. But if it does, I hope that there are things like that happened this year, like Infinity War and like Black Panther and, you know, Into the Spider-Verse and like all these like really great kind of culturally significant moments that kind of help people get through those tough times in 2019.
Ooh, can I add a music thing? Because we didn't really talk about music.
I talked about music. People were jumping out of car to it.
Well, outside of that, Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer is... I've had a high and a massive low. Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer is a freaking amazing soundtrack. Album. It's so good. I love it. I play those songs all the time. Biggest disappointment was yesterday. I found out that A Perfect Circle... who had said that they were done creating music because the lyrics were too hard on Maynard's voice, released an album in 2018. And it is a dumpster fire, and it is horrible. And if you didn't know about it, please resist the urge to listen to it. It is terrible and in no way the same band. High and a low.
Speaking of music, I don't know if this goes from 2017 into 2018, but I believe Imagine Dragons for the last year, especially on the radio, has been a lot of songs and had a fantastic year.
Yeah. And they're like the only band in existence.
I feel like it compared to all the people I used to listen to. Because I know they put out new music, and I know they've been on the radio a lot, and then between Mission Impossible's theme, which is amazing. Yeah. But that's about all I have. Take us out, Kate.
Yeah, so thank you all for all of your love and support. and patronage.
Oh. Speaking of which, we do have a new patron. Announce him.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, William. We have a new Patreon. Patreon patron. Thank you so much for coming to support us. We will be getting that content. Hopefully by now, all of that content is released in the flood of episodes that you listened to while you were driving to Christmas things. Thank you so much for supporting us. And thank you to everybody, whether you're a patron or just somebody who's listened to us every week that we've had an episode or interacts with us on our Twitter or reads stuff on our site. Just thank you for the support and everything. And you can find us at BoWaiThePC on Twitter. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to us wherever you listen to. And oof, had to burp. And you can find me at OhMyMythRandier on Twitter. Adrian?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at SuperReese93, SuperReuiz93.
Matt?
You can find me in 2019.